Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Gray. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Neal takes first base on ball four. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. Two outs. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Taylor trying to get to third. Fairley throws the ball into Gray, who tags Taylor for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Drysdale strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Taylor settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Moon. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Moon steals second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Moon moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Moon scores. Roseboro moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Duke Snider pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roseboro scores. Gray moves to third. Snider moves to second. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing shortstop. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hobby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Fairley reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Neal. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Neal steals second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neal moves to third. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neal scores. Demeter moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-2 in the game. Drysdale strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moon strikes out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Roseboro bunts towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. One out. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gray is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Drysdale is 0 for 3 in the game. Drysdale hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long strikes out. 1 out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Lee Walls. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.